From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, an explosion ripped through a mess tent full of soldiers, contractors, and others just as they sat down for lunch. It happened at a base in Mosul, south in northern Iraq. The military says that more than 20 people were killed, 19 of them American soldiers. As many as 60 other people were wounded.
President Bush spoke about the attack this afternoon at Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
We pray for them. We send our heartfelt condolences to the loved ones who suffered today. Just want them to know that the mission is a vital mission for peace.
It's President Bush speaking about today's deadly attack in Mosul, Iraq.
Jeremy Redman is a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's embedded in Mosul with the 276th Engineer Battalion of the Virginia National Guard, and he was in the mess hall today when the explosion hit.
I was there with my photographer, Dean Hoffmeyer. We were there with a couple of soldiers from the unit having lunch. In fact, I was just getting my spaghetti from the spaghetti bar when I heard this very loud explosion. And looked up, and there was this fireball. It was just gigantic. It enveloped the ceiling of this building. Soldiers leapt up from their chairs and ran out, and scores of them, and just crammed into these two concrete blast barriers outside. The blast knocked others from their seats or knocked them down. Some soldiers turned their tables upside down and put the wounded on them and bravely carried them out. Other soldiers ran back in to get the wounded. Medics arrived very shortly and started helping folks. There were people outside the tent that were in shock and crying and hugging each other and trying to console one another. There were soldiers that couldn't hear. The blast had knocked out their hearing. It turns out the explosion, whatever it was, had spread these BB-sized pellets across the dining facility, which did most of the killing and wounding.
They call this tent the Chow Hall, and I understand that it's not the first time that it's actually been targeted this year.
No. It's been mortared more than 30 times this year alone. They actually killed a soldier the insurgents did with a mortar round in October. It's a giant tent, if you can imagine, cavernous inside. You can see this tent from various parts of the city outside the base. And the insurgents have been targeting this for some time. And also, they actually were building a new dining facility just down the road of concrete and steel, and they were hoping to get it done by Christmas, but now they believe that's too optimistic because of staff and material shortages as well as bad weather.
What was the scene like in those moments after the mortar or the bomb hit the tent?
The scene was pandemonium. They were screaming, yelling, people, again, running, flooding out of the building. People running back into the building, soldiers, several of them very brave. In the facility, I watched, looked at after the explosion occurred, and there's a huge gaping hole in the roof. There's food and tables and chairs all over the floor. You okay?
Jeremy, what was that?
I'm not quite sure what that was. Firing mortars off this base. So I wasn't sure if it was incoming or outgoing, but I felt pretty close.
Jeremy, some hours have passed since this attack. What is the mood on the base right now?
The mood, I think soldiers are still very disturbed by this, very upset. They're planning a memorial service, and they're also planning a session tomorrow to help soldiers grieve. They're very angry, some of the soldiers, about what happened, and they're just trying to keep focus because they have several missions that they're working on to suppress this insurgency, which has grown more robust since the invasion of Fallujah. This 276 Engineer Battalion is the Virginia National Guard unit that I'm embedded with. It pulls soldiers from across Virginia. They had lost two soldiers today, were killed, as well as four wounded. The unit was preparing to leave in a month and had not lost a soldier until today. And the soldiers are very disturbed by this.
Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for talking to us, and please do stay safe.
My pleasure.
Jeremy Redman is a reporter for the Times-Dispatch of Richmond. He's embedded with the 276th Engineer Battalion that's based in Richmond, Virginia.